And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind.
So you have an extra one. That's what this one is.
That's how we
is this
get
the extra
the podcast, yep. The podcast, the podcast. Oh. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
The podcast.
Big D and Bubba Podcast.
All right, so if you're dating, you're chatting, swiping.
Wilhelm,
what?
With the Wilhelm.
That's a Wilhelm scream.
Oh, all
it's
right.
Classic. When you're dating, you're chatting, swiping, or playing the dating game. You know you are, and it's just, it's tiring. But what you're ready for is a real relationship, right? Yeah. This year, you want a real relationship. So what you need to do is try Match. Get started for free today. With Match.com. That's who's sponsoring the podcast. Match is full of singles ready for a real relationship just like you. Right now, go to Match.com and you can search, look at pictures, and connect for free. Right now, today. That's free. Go to Match.com. Again, that's Match.com.
By the way, that yell that you played is, it's called... It's a classic. That yell, scream, whatever you call it, has been used in hundreds of movies over the years. Started off in the 1950s.
I would venture to say thousands.
Yeah, 1950s in a movie. I think it was some sort of a...
It was a western. It was a western. Somebody got shot off of a horse and fell into the water, and they used that scream. But it's in everything.
Star Wars.
They always find a place to, you know, to fit that in, and they do it even like with the cartoons and stuff on Disney. And then I've heard it in just about everything. I mean, Community. You and I used to love that show. Community used it all the time.
We got a box from Marianne, who sends us stuff all the time, and we love Marianne. And I am so upset about this because this is my favorite thing Marianne has ever sent to us. She sent again.
And
this time I can't eat it.
Why?
The chocolate?
Because no, it's Honey Bells. It's those oranges.
Those are good.
Like
I can eat that.
Super fancy oranges.
Ooh. I can eat that.
Want one?
I can totally eat that. Yes.
Not feeling good. You should definitely eat
it. I really should.
D? Honey Bell?
Sure. Just call them an orange.
Well,
dude,
I
don't
mean,
say Honey Bell.
It's a Honey Bell because it's got the little thing on the top of it.
It's a nipple. Yeah, I got it.
It does. It has an orange nipple. If you've ever seen these Honey Bells.
You know, you made it weird.
I didn't make it weird. You made it weird by calling it something weird.
A Honey Bell.
It's an orange.
That's weird.
Whatever.
That's very nice.
It does look like
very
an
nice.
Orange nipple.
It's an orange nipple.
They're fancy oranges. And they're delicious.
Bells. Thank you, Marianne.
Fancy oranges. Yeah, thank you,
Marianne. You're awesome. And I really do need this. I've been feeling really bad. Like, I even went to the doctor yesterday.
Dr. Way?
Yeah, Dr. Way.
How was Dr. Way?
He's doing great. He's like, what's the matter? And I'm like, you know.
No, do it like he said.
Okay. He goes, so what's the hurt? And he starts feeling. I'm going, yeah, it's
what's
sore
the
right
hurt?
There. What's
the
hurt? You know, not tell him what's going on. He enters it into his little thing. He's like,
Google
well,
into Google, yes.
So he goes and he's like, gets the little strep and flu test things, and I do all that, and it's neither one. So it's obviously just something that's going on because as I'm sitting in the doctor's office, I'm looking at TimeHop, which is an app that lets you know about your social media usage over the past couple of years. So it shows
like
you
Facebook
things.
Memories
it's like Facebook
who
memories. But
we're still stuck in 10 years ago.
Right. So anyway, I'm looking, and no kidding, 5 of the last 8 years, I have been sick this week.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? So obviously it's something it's got to be something that's in the air at this time of year that gets me every single time.
Hmm.
Isn't that kind of odd?
It's all cyclical.
Sick. Yeah. All right. It's a good podcast, everyone.
Enjoy your oranges.
Enjoy your Honey Bells. No. Thank you, Marianne. These are so sweet. So, I mean, you're sweet, and these are sweet. Also, a little housekeeping, literally. Hey, Patrick, when you come in, bring some paper towels.
Okay.
Hey, bring some paper
bring
towels.
Bring some paper towels.
I don't know. I think it's Patrick who does it.
Oh, what?
Hey, man, is it you who's leaving stuff in the sink? Well, because someone's left. Thanks. Someone's left for. It happened. I let it go. Came in over the weekend.
Let it go.
On Monday, there were two containers in the sink.
Oh, those are mine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I rinsed them out. They weren't nasty or anything. I just left them there.
They had food all over
them. They did not have food all over them.
Yeah.
I rinsed them out.
No, you know what Patrick does? And he does it, I think, just because he knows it irks me. He leaves time on the microwave where the clock
that's
is.
That's not me.
Where the clock
that
is.
Me up
I go
ball.
In there and I go to look at what time it is and it says 4.
That,
004.
Who's doing
I'm like,
that?
I don't know.
Who is it?
I don't know. It's not me. Because you know I'm OCD. That drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm. This is like Clue. Someone in this room
is
leaving time on the microwave oven.
Like, I went to go use the restroom today, and somebody had left the paper towel tube. Like, they had obviously used the last paper towel.
Now, I will give a pass to a guest, because we had guests in here today.
No. This was prior to the guest. This was like 8 in the morning.
Yeah, when I went and used the bathroom, it was just the tube and no paper towels.
Yeah, I walked in and I saw it. You know what I did? Turned my little self right back around, and I went and got a roll of paper towels.
What?
Because I...
You're better than me.
Nah, I mean...
I saw it.
But I figured you didn't...
I'll wipe on my shorts.
Yeah, but you also weren't the one that left it that way, so it's a little different. You're an observer. You just did nothing.
Yeah, I did nothing, which is just as bad in some cases.
Yeah.
Would you not admit that we are the cleanest dudes you've ever been around?
Yes, and it's fantastic. It's so great. Like, you go in the bathroom and it's sparkling.
I think some of the dirtiest people in this building are the ladies.
Well, you know she's the chick, right?
There's like two of us.
No, there's three.
Oh, okay. Well, I can speak myself and one other, and I know it's not us.
I know you're not bad.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
mm-hmm.
I know there's some stuff a lot of times that gets left, and I'm like, we wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, I'll stomp down the garbage.
Bubba's
I'll take
still
it
mad, because 3 years ago, there was a girl who worked here part-time that came in with glitter on an outfit and left glitter all over the kitchen.
Oh, my God, we fired her.
He's still mad.
You know how you get rid of glitter? You burn your house.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing. I've got daughters. I've got daughters, so like I still get glitter from the washing machine.
That's part of the.
It's like it's the worst.
It's part of the question they ask you of the realtor. Has anyone been murdered in this house?
No.
Is it haunted? No. Has any glitter been in this house?
Sorry. Off. Yeah, we're not putting a bid on this one. Next.
I can't remember. Is it a state law? Like, does each state have its own law on whether or not you have to say if the house is haunted?
I bet.
I think it's state by state.
Whether it's haunted or not, I don't know. But I'm sure they have
murder.
I think they have to tell you if somebody's been murdered.
You do have to disclose murder. And I don't know if it's required by each state, though. I know in some places you do.
But the only reason they're doing it because of murder is because if someone's murdered there, then it means it's haunted.
No,
not necessarily.
So that's just
totally it.
An
it's
ends
for ghosts.
To a means is basically.
Yeah.
Has anyone been murdered here? Do you hear a child whisper your name in the middle of the night?
Get out.
I just ate half that orange and it's the sweetest thing I've eaten in, I don't know.
Patrick has a girlfriend. I think we need to talk about that here on the podcast.
No,
because
we're good.
We haven't mentioned it at all on here, I don't think.
I like
Patrick
her.
Has a girlfriend.
I
and
like
she's
her.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
She's great.
I keep waiting for them to make fun of her.
No.
Why would we make fun of her?
Because it's what you do.
She's attractive. No, she's smart. She's employed.
Are they making fun of her when I'm not around?
I didn't know
Carson?
She was employed.
Carson? Huh? Are they making fun of her when I'm not around?
No, I've heard nothing.
I like her a lot.
Yeah.
You know what? I liked her when I just saw her, just the picture. And I hadn't even met her yet.
Age appropriate?
That's so important.
It is.
She is age appropriate. And she doesn't overly giggle.
No.
You know, she's very, and I like that, you know.
Like she's not trying to prove that she thinks we're funny.
She's comfortable in her own skin.
That's it. She's not nervous.
Uh-uh.
She's okay with letting the silence breathe without having to fill it.
Yeah.
And I am happy to fill it.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is a perfect match.
Like, is it quiet in here? I can fix that.
Yeah, she's an undertalker, you're an overtalker.
And that works. Nicely.
Have you had an argument? Yep.
No, I don't think so. Let me think about that. No.
You can let her win when it happens or what?
Well, it depends.
Are you one of those guys who says, I think these oranges are making me drunk.
No, that was the tequila.
Are you one of the guys who says,
they're so messy.
Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to, when it's you and like your, I know she's not your wife, but your girlfriend or significant other. You're gonna go do this with us this weekend? And you go, I don't know. You gotta ask the boss. Are you that guy?
I don't think so.
Are you?
I don't know. I was married before. Was I that guy? I don't think so.
Don't call her the boss.
I do it all the time. I do it all the time. I'm like, look,
I don't.
I'm like, I don't make plans. I don't make plans. Stacy does. So I'm like, go talk to her because I don't know.
Okay, but even saying go talk to her is different than saying talk to the boss.
Talk to the boss.
Like, that's so weird to me. No, it's cool. You say like, hey, you know, my wife's in charge of that part. Talk with her. That's cool.
Calling her the boss
is odd to me.
Really?
I don't like it.
Yeah.
A lot of guys do it.
It is. It's very weird.
It's very cartoony. You're making like a decades old cheap joke.
My wife.
She's got me by the old ball and chain.
Hey, take my wife, please.
I don't like that whole attitude.
Hey, you know, you can be right or you can be happy, but you can't be both. Yeah. You love that.
Almost died there.
Almost choked on his orange.
These oranges are good, but
they're fantastic. I keep making the orange face. Like I keep going. Have you ever noticed the orange face is very similar to that face Trump sometimes makes? That little.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you did right. Oh, he cracks me up, man. I was watching him the other day. I was in the car listening to some kind of press conference. I didn't know what was going on. I don't keep up with stuff at all. But
paper towels. Can I have a couple?
I tab both of them. They're a whole roll. And sitting there talking with other people. I sound like there was like a bunch of other like Democrats in the room too. And he's like, you know, listen, we can work this out. And
oh, yeah. They did like a live.
They allowed
cameras in while they were negotiating.
Yeah. And like everything was kind of, I don't know, cool. Like everyone's like, hey, you know, we'll work together. We'll make it work.
Like they were getting along.
It's the closest I've ever. Allowing cameras into that room was brilliant because it's the closest I've ever seen politicians to actually trying to work together.
Listen, we're already close to getting this done.
Because they had to.
They had to because there was a camera there watching them.
It's going to be fine. We're going to work it out. I'm like, wow, look at that. And a lot of people are like, yeah, you know.
Oh, and they tried. A couple of the news channels were like, he seems like he doesn't know anything. I'm like, you're trying a little hard.
And then, like, the next day, like, tweets out, yeah, you're a fat pig.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. It wasn't that. But and I was like, golly, you're so close.
So close.
You're just almost there.
So basically what we're saying is everybody that is, like, a member of Congress, like, they just need to wear GoPros all the time.
Yes.
That's it. Body cameras, like cops. Like, I want to be able to,
I want to track into
your feed.
I want congressional body cameras. So I can know who you're talking to and what you're saying at all times.
Who you're touching.
Oh, well, what about our privacy? No, you ran for national office. No more privacy.
You're a public servant.
And you know what? They should have to wear those. Do you remember Google Glass? I'm sure they get like boxes of those in a warehouse somewhere. They all have to wear them, and then they have a feed. We can text them little comments that pop up right there in their eyewear. You know?
It's like Facebook Live constantly for them.
I never get out of it. Hey, look, and you're right. They gave up being private citizens when they ran for public office.
So when they're sitting having dinner with some, you know, muckety muck who owns a big corporation, the guy's like, listen, I can make a big donation to you. And he goes like, you know I can't do that. He's like, what are you talking about?
Why do you keep winking at me? is there something wrong with your eye?
Is it my cigar smoke?
Is it the smoke from me burning these $100 bills?
I think it's a great idea. And you know what? They don't have to always do it. When are they going into session? They're only there for like 5 months, right?
No, they're there a lot.
I like the always rule.
I mean, you can take them off to like shower.
9 months out of the year, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, but then that's where they're going to start doing
their... Then that's where they're going to start having meetings.
All right, we'll have a meeting in the shower. I'll see you there.
You have 10 minutes.
We got 10 minutes.
And if it's a wash your hair day, I'll give you 13.
All right, everyone. Listen, we got 10 minutes. I'll meet you at the YMCA. This is going to be a big group meeting. It's going to be a big group meeting. No shenanigans this time. Okay, Charles?
Okay.
All right. I'll see you in there. Let's go.
I need one of those.
You want another one?
Honey bells.
There you go.
They're oranges.
They're honey bells. It says it on the box. Okay. I was going to bring this up on the radio show, but maybe I will next week. So I'm going to London the first week of March.
I'm going to be
there for 10 days.
Cheers.
Yeah. Are you going to Y2K? What's it called?
C2C.
Yeah, Mind the gap.
Yeah. So I was like, well, you know, I'm going to stick with my diet. The day I leave, it'll be exactly a year that I started. I'm already down over 70 pounds, so I'll probably be down about 75 pounds. And then I'm going to just kind of not, I'm
how will
not
they
gonna
know,
watch it.
How will they know that you're American?
I don't get your joke.
Well, because you'll be skinny.
Because no. We're all fat.
You'll
I'm
be skinny.
I'm still very fat.
What are you just going to let, what do you mean? Listen,
I'm not going to die.
I gave you a compliment.
Okay. Don't go into some sort of a sugar coma shock thing in Paris.
London.
Wherever. Yeah. Aren't you going to Paris?
No, just London.
Why don't you go to Paris?
Because I'm going to be in London. They're not even close.
Yes,
can you get
are.
On the trunnel?
No, really
under
not.
The trunnel? However
no,
the trunnel works?
It takes like a whole day. Oh.
No,
okay.
It doesn't. I've been on the trunnel. It doesn't take all day. It takes hours.
I'm not going to Paris.
It takes 24
I've been to
hours.
Paris. I've never been to London. So my point is, I'm talking to Vivica about it, and she goes, well, you'll probably gain a few pounds. No. Oh. You'll probably gain a few pounds while you're there. And I'm like, no, I'm going to gain like 15 pounds. And she goes, no, you're not. In 10 days with no diet?
I don't think you're going to gain 15 pounds either.
Y'all want to like put a bet on how much I'm going to? Yeah, oh my God, yeah.
He'll gain 15 pounds.
I can gain 8 pounds by tomorrow.
I don't think you're going to gain. You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I gained eight pounds at Christmas.
I think we should do a weigh-in before I leave. And one when I get back and see.
I would like for you to gain as much
idea.
Weight as possible while you're there, so I'm not the, you know, so that way I could be the smallest one again.
Yeah,
I'm all for it, man. We'll do it. I think you should be very careful, though, and I also think that you're going to get there and know, you know what? I've put a lot of time and effort and work in losing this weight. I don't want to just put it back on just to eat this. It's
yeah,
not.
But fish
I think
and chips,
I
man.
Really think you're going to be like, nah, this isn't worth it. And I'll tell you something else. The food in London is terrible.
Food in London
no.
is spectacular.
English food is terrible.
No, yes, Indian food is great there.
Yeah, all world cuisine is great. It's one of the biggest cities in the world. You can find the best food. It's like going to New York City and saying the food is terrible. No, it's fantastic.
I've never had a bad meal in London.
Yeah, London. The restaurants in London are great. The English food is not good.
No, it's not.
It's not. But they have.
Are you eating that like an apple?
Anything you want.
skin and all. Look at him.
I'm peeling slowly.
I think she should go with you.
I wish she could come with me, but she just started a new job like 3 weeks ago, so she's not going to have enough time in to take 10 days off. That's just, you know, not everybody works with no boss like us to go, hey, guys, I'm going to leave for a week and a half. Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
no, that's cool.
People
man.
Have timesheets to fill out. Remember that?
No.
Remember have vacation request forms?
I don't remember timesheets because you did them for us.
I did do them for you. You jerked. But no, vacation request forms and all that kind of stuff.
Patrick
do
used
all
to
that.
Take all of our tests
I
for
did.
Us.
Oh, don't tell people that.
Why? Who cares? Doesn't matter now.
That's in the past.
What are they
going
to do? Come after them now and say we're revoking that certificate?
Yeah, they would have twice
it's
a year
a
we would have to do these company-wide trainings, and I would do it once, and then I would know all the answers, so I would just blaze through it the second and third time and do it for you guys.
Yeah,
I would rather do it three times than lose the amount of time it would take you two to sit there and do it. Because you know what I mean? You had to read all the stuff. I'm like, I'm
and
not,
we never
this is a
see
waste
people
of time.
Anyway. I mean,
stupid.
Waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what bucket this goes in?
No, because I never took the test.
You did the first time. We all really did.
Did.
Yes, because we made fun of the buckets. There are so many radio people right now that laugh at that because that is a.
They know the bucket.
What
the
a bunch
bucket.
Of numbskulls,
so
man.
Stupid.
God, jeez, I swear. I mean, they
that's
just
good
run.
Stuff.
They, you know what? They did some things right, but God, they did so many dumb things too. I mean, I guess that's people.
Anybody.
But, you know, we were just around some bad people. Anything else, guys?
Man, I got nothing.
We're doing St. Jude this weekend. Hey. We're going to St. Jude.
Yeah.
So we'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Always great to go. Oh, I just love it.
Visit
there.
With the kids and kind of get in the middle of all that, and it's cool. And we get to see what changes the hospital's made over the past couple months, and it's always great. I like that. And we get to give away all those guitars and stuff. We throughout the year we get a bunch of things autographed for auction items at the St. Jude thing for radio stations around the country. So
yeah, a lot of people don't realize that we're over here. Yeah, I think some people think that you know they may see these. Your hand's sticky?
Yeah.
Look at that. It's nothing but...
It's so shiny.
But orange goo.
Honeybell
goo.
Honeybell goo. goo is just a great word.
Goo is a great word.
Goo. Because if I... Speaking of goo, So Bubba and I were on this flight one time. What's your name, Carson? And, so it was after 9/11, and we were flying commercially, and we were everyone was weird after 9/11 and being like on an airplane.
They would stop a flight for nothing. They would just ground it.
They would move us to the front so that they're like, excuse me, sir. I'm like, yeah, can we move you up to the front of the plane? I'm like, usually it's weight and balance issues, so we don't keep flying in a circle. And I'm like, sure, you want me on one and him on the other? That would be great. But it was just so if something happened and someone's charging the get into the door.
You put the big boys
there were
by
two
the door.
Big guys. Boys there,
So we get killed first. That's great. so we were used to that, but we were also used to the fact that everyone was on edge and they would ground a flight for no reason. And so we get on this flight. Yeah, you sit down and you start adjusting the air nozzle vent. So Bubba reaches up and he's moving that, and then he opens up his little the pocket in front of him, and I don't know what you put in there.
Put a like a drink or something in there, or like a banana, you know.
And he comes out, and he hit it, and he knew it, and he was like, and he stops. And he slowly pulled his hand up.
Out of the little pocket.
Out of the dark pocket. And he looks at his pinky. And there it is. The goo someone had thrown up.
Somebody puked on the previous flight.
And it's on his finger.
So I've got it on my finger like this. And I'm like, do I say something? But I was afraid that if we said, and like I said, this is right after 9/11, like 2 weeks after, and they were grounding flights for dumb reasons.
Oh my gosh.
And I was ready to go home. I'm like, what do I do?
Oh dear.
You know, what do I do? I've got a little piece of vomit on my thing, and it's from somebody else.
And it was like, you remember the kid that you grew up with, like
you're like
playing basketball,
touch.
And he broke his finger, and so his pinky was all at a weird angle. That's the way Bubba had his pinky. It was all like this weird, he did that little routine for 30 minutes maybe or so until we can get in the, because it had just happened.
I had to wait until we got on.
Get up to altitude, then go. And then he finally gets out and
that is making me queasy.
It's the best.
That's one of the grossest stories I've ever heard.
Now,
you got to talk about the.
Don't top it.
You got to talk about the little white flecks. Oh,
I know. Remember, and I'm the opposite. I could have stuck my hand in it. If you'd said, hey, there's a quarter in there in that bag of puke, I would have gone in through there and picked it up and been like, oh, cool, a quarter, 1975. Awesome. So I'm the opposite of Bubba when it comes to gross stuff. And we're on this plane, and there was this. He looks up. He says,
no, little pieces of.
It looked like it was snowing.
Like little pieces of white keep like dirt or dust or something.
Him.
It's like coming out of the little air vent. You know, you turn the air vent on, you twist it, and it's like coming down. And I'm like, holy crap, man! Look at this. It's like snowing on me. So Big D reaches up.
What is that? Well, the vent. I guess just from people touching it all the time, or this like dust coming out of through the lines, and it kind of gets in that nozzle, or kind of the Venturi effect, and it's focused in on that or whatever. So he's kind of touching it. I reached up and I touched it, and a piece of a fleck of like I don't know what it was, some kind of white
Christmas.
Dusty something. And he's like, oh my, God. So I'm like, you know, going back, watch out, well, here it comes. And he's like, oh my gosh. And he goes, that is so gross. Why? And then what? Why did I do the next thing? Did you dare me?
No, you said, do you dare me to eat it?
Oh!
And I said, no, I'm not going to dare you to eat it because you'll eat it. And he goes, you're not going to dare me. I said, no, I'm not going to dare you. So what's the next thing?
Dude, you just got to go. Just put it on my tongue and ate it.
My first thought was, what kind of animal vomits on a plane and puts the air sickness bag back in the pocket and shoves it down?
Oh, no, it wasn't a bag. They just puked into the pocket.
Wait, no. Oh, yeah. My. Okay, yeah. But now we've got the animal that's cleaning out the air vent and eating it.
You know, listen, you got to have some of that stuff or you know, you'll die.
Or you get sick. Right. You know, it's.
See, my problem is that
you're building immunity.
I don't eat up enough of the old air vent dust, apparently, because I'm sick all the time.
Yeah. That's what you got to do. Just every once in a while, I'll just pull the car over and just find food and just eat it.
I did that with Frankie. My son was kind of, you know, your kids go through those little modes where they're a little time of him being a little bit of a germaphobe. And I'm like, dude, you can touch this. You can do that. And he's like, oh, no, I'm good. I said, no. I said, I'm going to show you right now that germs aren't going to kill you. I said, walk with me. We walked outside.
Oh,
I said, lay down on the driveway. We both lay down on our stomachs on the driveway. I said, now lick the ground. What? I'm
like, lick the concrete?
I said, here, I'll go first. Lick the concrete. I said, guess what? I'm going to be here tomorrow. Go ahead and do it. Okay. No, give it a good one. So he got a big one.
Slurp.
And then you know what? He lived in. Now he's not a germaphobe.
A great way to do that story is to do that, and then the next day
you get
hide
sick.
In the closet when he comes to wake you up, and you're gone. And Stacey goes, well, you know, I don't know what happened. I don't think he licked anything. he should be here. I don't know. They're like, all right, Frankie, come on, get in the car. We're going to Mr. D's house. I'm going to show you all the nasty things you can eat and still live. And here he is. D.
There's one story
that
will never get told.
No, don't need to tell.
Ever.
Okay.
No need to tell.
Ever.
All right.
Ever.
Well, I worked with a guy that was a germaphobe, and he really irritated me one day. And so I was like, what's the best way I can get back at him? And so I grabbed his face and I licked him because I knew he would just go into the bathroom and just scrub hot water on it. And I mean, to this day, people are still like, remember the time you licked him? Yes, I do. Pretty
Man,
proud of that.
You do that nowadays?
Yeah, I know.
Can you imagine?
I know, and it was only a few years ago, but
it's a double standard, really.
Yeah, he could have reported me, and it would have been legit. But you know,
but it's not.
I know.
That's my problem. Is that there's a lot of listen. I get it. Things that happen that are inappropriate. I understand. That's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And now, gross. Absolutely. Very gross. But
yep.
Have you met Carson? She's
foul.
The
I
grossest
mean, you know.
Chick we know. but you know. But yeah, nowadays you do that.
No, it's
if
true.
A guy went and licked the face of a female coworker.
Oh dear, yeah, that would be
as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that she was a germaphobe too, they would have doubled up on him.
Yeah.
First off, it's a sexual thing, and you're a bully.
Yes, absolutely. I mean,
you knew she's a germaphobe.
Like his tongue wouldn't have been back in his mouth, and he would have been out the door.
Uh huh.
They would have just tossed. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. No, you know what? I did it, and if they had fired me. Then it would have absolutely been legitimate. So,
yeah. That's what you get for having those baby blues. You can get away with stuff.
Well, you know.
Someday, Carson's eyes are so. It's not even blue. It's
here,
like.
Watch. We're going
to
zoom
can
in.
Can you even. Do you have to have
Carson's
a light
like,
on?
No.
It's
yeah.
You have to have.
I don't know, but I have a lot of mascara on today, so that helps.
Okay. May we? Hold on.
It's the.
Oh.
Get up close.
I know. I feel like.
You feel like you're about to lose your memory?
One or two. Read the top row.
Her eyes, the color is so.
It's the bluest blue.
It's the bluest.
It's very blue.
It's like.
Yeah.
I thought it was contacts at first.
I did too. And I was like, I do want. You know, honestly, I've never told you this.
Mm-hmm.
When I first noticed it, I just knew they were contacts.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
No, I get it.
So I didn't want to ask. I didn't want to go like, "Hey, you're wearing contacts." Mm-hmm. That's kind of weird.
No, I totally understand. Like, I mean, you can talk to people I went to high school with, people I went to college with. It's like,
yeah,
we can talk to James Vanderbeek about it.
Well, like my best friend in college will always tell the story that she's like knocking on my door one day, and it had been a long night or something, and I wake up and I'm like, "What?" And her first thought was, she goes, "Wait, I just got you out of bed." I go, "Yeah." Wait, your eyes really are that color. What? What do you need? What are you talking? And it was just, that was her first thought because she figured.
All those years she thought it was a contact?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Because I had just woken up and so she figured.
Do you have sleepy voice?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you wake up, is it like this?
Not really. Because I really, not anymore, but when I was younger, I really liked to sleep late. And you know, you'd always get that phone call from someone like, oh, did I wake you up? No. So like I perfected the, I'm awake voice. It's really all good. Now
yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
So I don't think I ever really had that raspy, sleepy voice. No.
Bubba's is the best because I would wake him up if we're like late for some gig or something. And like, he's not, I'm in the lobby. I call him up. Oh, hey man, I'm getting up. I'm in the bathroom.
I'm no, tying my shoes.
That's it. I'm tying my shoes. No, you're not. You just woke up. Yeah, I'll be there in a second, man. It's like, oh gosh.
I've heard Patrick has called me like when he's woken up and like for some reason he's off, but there's something I'm doing and I send him a text like I have a question. And you can tell he the first thing he does, wakes up, looks at his phone, and he's like, yeah, you called? Yeah. Yeah, okay, so here's what, like, and it, there's always that, like, he's trying to get the moisture back in his dry mouth. That's how I know he's just woken up.
My father? Doesn't matter.
Hello?
2 a.m. I remember I had a flat tire. I had 2 flat tires. I was in college and heading back to college one night on the weekend, and I had 2 flat tires, and I fixed the first one, and then the other one went bad. I'm like, oh, well, what am I going to do? I call my dad, 2:30. Hello? Hey, Dad? Yeah? Oh, you... Okay, well, good. You're up. No, I wasn't. I am now. You were asleep? Yes. You can call him at any time.
He's just that alert?
Yeah, I think because his voice is already deep.
Mm.
So his sleepy deep is just kind of...
It doesn't get any deeper.
Yeah, I don't think it... like, physically, I don't think his... Like, even when he talks, I don't think his voice can get any deeper. It's like...
That's pretty cool, though.
I can't even get there deeper than that. It's crazy. And he said it flipped when he was 25. His voice just changed. Like he had already had his voice change.
Right, right.
But it was a normal. He had a yes.
He had
really?
He went through puberty twice?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Wow.
Yeah.
He Peter Brady'd that twice, man.
Yeah. He was a scientist working in a lab, and a spider bit him. Don't ever make him angry. I know I combined a couple of superheroes.
That's
there,
all right.
I liked it. But he said, yeah, like 25, his voice just went down deeper.
And
he was in the Army.
Nothing triggered it.
I don't know.
Other than maybe being in the Army, but that's so weird. Mm-hmm. Do you know anybody else that's happened to?
No. I don't know anyone.
I do either.
That's what he said. Of course, you know, he's got, you know, old man memory. So that could have absolutely, totally be not true. So just keep that in mind.
That seems like an odd thing to make up, though.
Yeah, it is.
I'm gonna believe it.
Okay.
So.
All right.
I think that sounds legit.
Well, he'll put you on his list of, oh, got another one. Anything else, Bob?
I think that's pretty much it.
All right. Patrick, you good? All right.
Everybody good?
You alive after you're eating the onion bells, the oranges?
Honey bells.
Honey bells?
Yeah, I'm good. I just didn't want to hear that airplane story, so I left the room.
Fair.
I knew it was coming, and I didn't want to hear it.
Which part?
Any of it.
You're a little weak.
Pinky's out.
Thank you.
Because we're fancy.
Thank you to Match.com.
Yes, when you're dating, you're chatting, swiping, and playing the dating game, but what if you're ready to settle down? What if you're ready to find a girlfriend like Patrick got?
What you gonna do
you
then?
You know, and you're looking for a real relationship. Well, this year, try Match.com. You can get started for free today, and Match is full of singles ready to mingle. You like that?
Is that in the copy?
No.
Okay, I didn't think they would actually say
if you're,
singles
if you're
ready
actually
to mingle.
Ready, if you're actually ready for a real relationship, get on Match right now. Get the app. It's great. Go to Match.com right now. You can get where you can search. You can look at photos. You can connect for free. That's right, free, F-R-E-E. Go to Match.com, and again, that's Match.com.
Okay.
What?
What are you... You're gross. Like, you think I'm gross? You're gross. Stop talking.
Just play the song.
Hit a button or something. My God.
I'm choking here.
This was the podcast, but now
cough
it's over.
The entire time.
That's
yes.
Okay, because you can listen to the regular show
on with less
the radio every day.
Make me cough. Stop.
That was the podcast.
I'll eat whatever came out of your mouth.
I know you would.